yesterday's feast day and today's feast day are just very beautiful feasts. And I think it's very beautiful that the church puts them back to back. In the Catechism number 239, the church tells us that God transcends the distinction between the human sexes. In fact, it even uses this expression, God is neither male nor female, He is God. Of course, we know that the second person of the Trinity, the Son, became human. And not just a human, but He became a human male. One of the things we celebrate yesterday with the Feast of the Sacred Heart is that you and I are the recipients of a perfect masculine love. It's perfect in the sense that there is no self-interest, there's no selfishness. It's just totally focused on the beloved, totally focused on us. Having a perfect masculine love can heal us in a number of ways. But one thing it can do in particular is it can heal any deficiencies or any lacks that we had in the love we received from our father, from our brothers, from any male mentors or male friends. The love of the heart of Jesus can be a great remedy to fill any lacks there. Each of us has a deep, deep need for a perfect, masculine, human love. And God provides for that through the Sacred Heart of Jesus. While God didn't become woman in the same way that He became man through the Incarnation, nonetheless, God's most perfect creature is a woman. God's most perfect creature is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And like our Lord's love, Mary's love for us is perfect, but it's a perfect feminine love, which is quite a different thing than a perfect masculine love. And this perfect feminine love can heal us in a number of ways. One way in particular is it can heal any deficiencies that we might have had in the love from our mothers, our sisters, our female mentors, or female friends. All of us have a very deep-seated need for a perfect feminine love. And God provides that for us through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I'd give you a simple task today if it's helpful. And that would be just in your own lives today. Today, just ask yourself, right now, which do I need more? A perfect masculine love? Or a perfect feminine love in my life. And then once you've determined which of those you need more right now, break it down even further into what type of a masculine love or what type of a feminine love. So in other words, you may decide right now I need to feel masculine male love. But then ask yourself, well, is it the love of a father, a brother, a male friend, a male soulmate, a male mentor? What type of masculine love is it that I need right now? And then ask the Sacred Heart to provide that, because He can provide any of those. If you decide that right now I need perfect feminine love, then decide, what is it exactly? Is it the love of a mother, a sister, a female soulmate, a mentor, a female friend, what is it? And ask Mary to provide for that. Our good God provides for all of our needs. Yesterday's feast and today's feast show us powerfully that He provides for even the most intimate and the deepest needs, deepest longings that we have. Let's take advantage of what He provides.